Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm thrilled you guys are here. And on today's episode, and really, I know I started it last week, but over the next few weeks, we are going to dive deep into social media. What's working? What's not? Why it's not working? And how you can fix it. Last week, I told you about what 15 months of daily content has taught me. And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing my exact strategies with you. Today, talking about why your social media is not working. Next week, talking about the five content buckets that have built my business. And this is what I teach people because I want you guys to have the education, have the knowledge to have success in this area of your business. And so let's jump into it on today's episode. We're going to walk through this. And why do I keep coming back to this? Why do I keep coming back to organic social media and why it works and why it doesn't? It's because it can be so powerful. Everything I've built for realtors, as you know, is focused on growing your business through organic social media. Well, why? Because it is a way to grow your business for free, and the business will come when you put in the energy, when you put in that time and effort. I promise you, I have done this for hundreds of people, and some of you are like, no, it's not possible, not for me, blah, blah, blah. I promise you, you will get leads on social media when you put in the energy, when you put in the effort. It will happen. But what happens is, if we're honest, most of you are not putting in the effort. You're not putting in the work required and you quit. Now, you might be saying, no, John, that's not true. I don't do that. Well, I promise you, yes, you do. So many of you are not putting in the effort. None of you are posting every day like me. None of you are, and you're not putting in the effort. And I know that people do this. How do I know? Because I've trained for some pretty intense things in my life. So I want to bring you back a few years now when I trained for a marathon. You know, it was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 years ago. It feels like probably 40 or 50 or 60 years ago. You just add some zeros there. But I would love to do another marathon at some point, probably will in the next few years. But training for a marathon, if you've ever done it or even heard about it, it is intense. It's a very intense training. And you are really running and building up for 3 to 6 months, depending on the program. And when I did, I forget exactly what program I did, but I, you know, there'd be one long run per week. You're working on endurance and then one long run per week. And, you know, I had 1 week, a 10-mile run, 15, 20. Obviously, these are spaced out a little bit. And I think my longest run before the marathon was, I think, 22, maybe 23 miles a couple weeks before the marathon, maybe 2 weeks before race day. And then the following week, you didn't have a long run. You were just kind of like sort of resting during that. But you have to build that endurance over that time. And for almost all of us, so many of you, social media should be a marathon. And here's the deal. Some of you are struggling with it because you don't do the work required. You are not doing all the training runs. You are going out there and saying, oh, I'm just going to run a marathon. And you're getting no preparation for it, no work, no training. And then it'd be like someone training for a marathon, going out. Imagine you, maybe you're not a runner, you going out and trying to run 26.2 miles. You're never going to do it. You're probably going to kill yourself accidentally, right? Because your body is not built for that. And for so many of you, you might think this is funny, but you're doing it on social media. You are. You are. You look around, you say, oh, it doesn't work, but you are not putting in the energy and effort. So many of you have looked at me and said, oh, well, it's easy. Everything works for you. No, that's not true. For 9 months to start my real estate journey, I post on social media. I got absolutely nothing from it, but I kept doing it. And even when I was posting consistently, you know, we talked about this last week, I was not posting every day like I have been for the past 15, 16, 17 months, whatever it was. But I've been consistent all throughout my real estate career, so much more consistent than almost anyone I've ever met. I kept doing the work. And so I will tell people when they say, oh, it doesn't work, I will say, I promise you, it works. And you listening to this might be offended by this, like some of the people I've told this to. Everything works. It's you that is not working. I know that probably hurts, but I'll say it again. Everything works. It's you that's not working it. It's you that is not putting in the effort. So whatever you've said or quietly said to yourself, I want you to see and understand that the frustration, that the truth is, social media does work if you do it the right way. You are just not doing the work. And so if it's not working for you, it's not because you're doomed. It's not because you're unlucky or whatever you want to call it. That's just so silly. It's because you are making some common mistakes, and we're going to walk through a good bit of them today. Okay. A few months ago, I had a realtor come to me for mentorship and coaching. They reached out to me and said, John, I've been posting for months and I'm not getting any business. I'm thinking about giving up. And so I said, well, what are you posting? How often are you showing your face? Are you telling stories? Are you just pushing your listings? And within a very quick, like 1 minute back and forth, it became crystal clear what the problem was. Do you know what the problem was? They did it like they were just checking a box. Imagine that you are working with a health coach and they want you to do all these things each week, but you're like, no, I'm not going to do this, but I'm just going to check in every day with once a week with my health coach. That's not going to get you results, right? Just checking in, right? You know, a lot of people want to read, maybe it's books or fiction, or if you're a person of faith, maybe you want to read the Bible every day or a book every day. And so many of you that are doing this, you want to do this thing, but you're just doing it to check a box. You're not actually doing it to learn or get anything out of it, right? You are doing it to check a box. And so many of you, again, this will be kind of firm as well. So many of you are throwing absolute crap on the internet, right? You are. And then you're saying to me, why am I not getting anywhere? Well, you know what? I know why you're not getting anywhere. It's because you are throwing garbage, trash on the internet. And there are people that I coach and they post way too much. And they're like, well, I post a ton. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're overwhelming people. There's too much. And we will talk about this next week with the content buckets, right? Some people will not see your post if you just post a million times. Guys, some of you are not going to want to hear this. There should never, ever be more than two or three posts a day on your social media platforms. Ever. Ever. Now, stories, sure, you can have a little more on like, you know, Instagram, Facebook stories that disappear, but you are posting too much. There should never be that many posts. I know people that are posting 10 times a day, but it's garbage. I would rather you have one quality post than 10 quantity posts that have no thought or effort into them. So, you know what I said to this person? I said, you're not showing your face. You're not telling stories, right? And it is all strategic. It has to be. Some of these people are not sharing stories about their life. They are not sharing anything. There's no face, no stories. And everyone can succeed in this, right? But you can't just be a salesman or saleswoman and just throw in your listings online. You have to build relationships, right? I know people I've coached who do not listen to this and they will be offended I said this. I do not care. But you would never know about their family, their interests, their hobbies, nothing. Why? Because all they're throwing is their listings on there. That is not a strategy that works. My social media is getting 100,000 views per month, all organic, all for free. And it's not an accident. It is a strategy. I'm literally looking at my professional dashboard right now. 105,000 people in the last 28 days have seen my content. It's not an accident. It's intentional. So many realtors, it's either all business or all personal and no in between. And you have to bridge that gap. And so when you can bridge that gap, you will have success. I promise you, you will. You absolutely will. And, you know, you cannot suffocate your audience. You can't post once a week, but you also can't post 10 times a day. And you can't come on once a month, post for a few times. Maybe let's say you come on October 3rd. Right? And you post October 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and then you disappear for a month. November 3rd, 4th, 5th. That doesn't work. That absolutely does not work. But people do it all the time. Okay? Here's another part. On social media, you have to be honest. You have to be real. Some people only show the wins, not the real life. So it lacks vulnerability. And when you do that, you will not have success with your content. Okay. You can't do this. The other thing too is so many of you are copying and pasting other people's content. You know, oh, 5 tips for buying a house in Lancaster, 5 things you need to know before you buy a house. And then you're wondering why nobody likes it. Well, you know why? It's because you're being normal, right? What does Jesse Cole say? Normal gets normal results. Whatever is normal, do the exact opposite. And so many of you too, man, I love you guys. You are paying these stupid sites to post content for you every day, but it's junk. It's absolute junk. So whatever is normal, do the opposite, right? You got to be consistent and you got to get the copy and paste crap out of there. And you have to be real. If you go on my social media right now, you see me, you see John's face, you see me smiling, you see me, yes, sharing my real estate stuff, but you see my family. As I record this the other day, I took my daughter up to Allentown for something for work. Well, guess what? I took a picture. So it was combining like the real estate stuff, doing something with Dutch, a Wolfpack agent under me, and time with my daughter, right? And it kind of bridges a lot of those different things going on, okay? So no one is following you on social media because they're looking to buy a house. I know that's like a mic drop moment. You're like, wait, what? Yes, no one is following you on social media because they want to buy a house, guys. What happens is they follow you on social media. They see your life. They say, oh, you know, I trust John. I trust Amanda. I trust Krista. I trust Diana, whatever. And then when it's time to buy a house, they say, oh, I want to buy a house with that person. They don't follow you because you're a realtor. Realtors are a dime a dozen. They follow you because you are a person. And then when you can build that know, like, and trust, then they connect with you when it's time to buy a house. So when they feel like they can connect with you through social media, then you become that person when it is time. So how do you fix your social media, right? We talked about why social media isn't working. You fix it by being different. You fix it by being more real, more authentic. You fix it by not posting normal junk that everybody posts, posting real, authentic self. Share the behind the scenes, right? Share guest experts on your Facebook and things like that. Whatever is normal, do the opposite. So I appreciate you guys very much. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps you kind of understand why your social media is not working. And I hope as you kind of listen to this, it gives you some advice and guides on how to grow and maybe make some changes. On our next episode, we will talk about my 5 content buckets that built my business. And I hope as we continue this series and talk about social media, it will help you grow and learn how to do things better. So appreciate you guys. Always here for you. If you need anything, reach out. And I will talk to you guys on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode.